Şunu bileyim, Hayez al promised, assured and guaranteed. Şunu istekat Torah mi Yisrael al yado. That the Torah will never be forgotten from the Jews.
How?
Through him. Through his guarantee, through his assistance. The Gemara brings the Shabbat. There's a machlok and a debate between the Chamim, the rabbis, and the Mishum and Yechayezah. Rabbis say there'll come a time when Chas V'Shalom, the Torah will be forgotten. There will come that time, a very dark moment. There'll be no more Torah. That moment will be a moment of darkness. The Mishum and Yechayezah says that darkness will never come. Chas V'Shalom, the Torah will never be forgotten. Why? Because there's a pasuk, Yiloti Shachach Lipi Zar'o. The Torah will never be forgotten from the children of Israel. But that pasuk will never be forgotten from his children. The last letters of those words are Yochai, which means because of his child. Whose? Rabbi Yochai's child. Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is all, therefore the Torah will not be forgotten. Why? Because the Zohar Kadosh says, through the Zohar Kadosh, which Rabbi Shimon ben Yochai is all wrote, this will bring the Geula for the Jews. The word Zohar is light. The Zohar Kadosh says, as according to the Gemara, in Lo Beriti, if not for the Torah, this entire world, the entire universe, the heaven and earth will become destroyed. There must be a Torah, otherwise there is no creation. The moment the Torah stops, Chas V'Shalom, everything disappears. So if there come a time when there be no Torah, it will be forgotten, that means this is the end of all creation. Reishit Bara Elokim. Reishit is the letters Aleph, Taf, Reishin Bet Yud. That means Or Torah. The Torah light of Rabbi Yishun ben Yechayezal is what Bara continually creates now, keeps this creation in being of the heavens and the earth. Through the light of Rabbi Yishun ben Yechayezal's Torah. Which light is that? That's the light of the Zohar.